welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I am super excited to be joined in just a couple minutes by 49ers defensive lineman Eric Armstead. Eric is nominated as the 49ers nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year for the fourth year in a row, and we are going to talk all about that and the incredible work he is doing in the community. But before we get there, I have a couple updates for you. The 49ers, of course, have a first round bye in the playoffs, but they head into it pretty healthy. The aforementioned Eric Armstead returned to practice on Thursday after not being out there since December with a foot injury. So this is very good news for San Francisco. Safety Jair Brown also returned to practice. He was dealing with a knee sprain. So they are moving in a good direction. Safety George Odom had his 21-day practice window open. So these are all good things for San Francisco, who will be watching the games this weekend to see who they will play in the divisional round. So there's your little bye week primer. And with that, let's get to talking to Eric about the great work he's doing in the community. Eric, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm excited to talk about you as the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the fourth year in a row, which feels like a very impressive feat. So I just want to start there and see, what does it feel like and what does it mean to you to have this honor and this nominee the last 4 years?
It's been a great experience, you know, for me being a nominee, you know, in a multitude of ways. One, being able to represent our organization and, you know, I feel like we have an organization that believes in doing the work and giving back to our community. So it's definitely very humbling for me to be able to represent our organization. Our, you know, my teammates do so much in their community and here in our local community of the Bay Area as well, too. And so representing that has been, you know, a great experience. And then also, too, getting a chance to meet a lot of the other nominees and learn more about their missions and goals and how they give back as well, too, has been very inspiring for me. And, you know, being able to meet the Payton family and learn more about Walter Payton and, you know, how great of a person that he was and the things that he did in his community and just was a real light for anybody that met him. And so, you know, having those experiences have been, you know, amazing, you know, for these past 4 years. And, you know, I think being a nominee also to represent a lot of people, you know, my family, my hometown, you know, I already talked about an organization, but just a lot of people are proud. And so being able to represent them and, you know, make them proud is special as well.
I talked to you when you were a rookie. We did a story. You were one of my first features that I ever did. And you talked then about community and how important it was to you. When you go back and think about as a kid and playing football, was this something you envisioned that you would have the ability to make such an impact in such a meaningful way?
Yeah, I can say it wasn't like a big vision of mine when I was younger. You know, we've always done stuff. It's kind of been in me. Mm-hmm. You know, as a kid, we've done stuff as a family with our church, different community, you know, give back opportunities. And so I've always done it, but I wouldn't say that as a kid, it was like a big vision of mine to be doing, you know, what we're trying to do now. So I think it's kind of grew over time. And as I have, you know, got a little older and wiser and, you know, realizing the importance of it and realize the sense of responsibility that I have to be that change and, you know, help the next generation. So
when it comes to your teammates, a lot of them have talked about how you've been an inspiration to them in terms of what you do in the community. Is that something that you go to certain guys and talk to them about? Do you let them come to you? How has that evolved over time?
Yeah, it just kind of happens naturally a lot of times. You know, had conversations, guys will come up to me and, you know, say something like, man, I want to do this in my hometown. And I'll just, you know, try to help them as much as I can and talk about, you know, how I started, you know, our organization and, you know, how it has grown, and just try to really encourage guys to really take the time to, you know, just sit down and think about the impact that they want to have. And, you know, nothing happens overnight. You know, I think that a lot of times people see people doing, you know, great work, and it's kind of like intimidating a little bit. Like, wow, you know, like, how do they do that? How do I get to the, like, how could I do something like that? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that's, I felt that way, like, in the past, and always like, man, how do I get there? Like, how do I, you know, have that type of impact? And, you know, it really takes time. It just like with anything, you know, it takes progression. You have to learn throughout the process and, you know, partner with a lot of great people and have a lot of support as well too, to accomplish, some of those goals. So it's, that's the message I try to help with. And, you know, if, a few guys throughout the years have, you know, asked me, or when we've been able to have some good conversations.
Was there any one person that was inspirational to you when you were starting on this journey?
Yeah, I have a lot of inspirations, you know, my family for sure. You know, and just laying that foundation into me my entire life. And then, you know, there's celebrities that I'm inspired by, you know, LeBron James, everything he does with I Promise School and, in his hometown of Akron, and, Nipsey Hussle was a big inspiration for me, listening to his music and talking about the importance of, taking pride where you're from and uplifting your community and making sure that, you know, if you have some level of success or been blessed with resources, to pour those into your community. And so, yeah, I've been definitely inspired in a multitude of ways, you know, being here, being with the Niners and seeing everything they do with the 49ers Foundation and going to their events and being able to learn and see is inspiring, you know, as well for me too. And, you know, I take a lot of ideas and different stuff from the 49ers Foundation as well.
How much of a difference do you think that makes, maybe if you'd been with another organization? Do you think the 49ers kind of helped shape this part of you?
I think so in a lot of ways. You know, when I first got here, like my first few days here, I was out on the field with kids, you know, for a football camp. And so it was apparent, you know, from the jump that, you know, it was of importance. In my rookie year, they invited us to Golden Getaway. It was still in Tahoe. So that was like my first kind of gala, community kind of fundraiser event, and like seeing how everything works and operates and, you know, learning about the impact that they're having. And so, yeah, it definitely has been a big influence on me being fortunate to be here and play for an organization who definitely believes in, you know, doing the work just like I do. And so, like I said, I've grown, you know, with the organization, and I see the 49ers Foundation doing more and more each year. And that's what I'm trying to do as well.
Your amazing wife, Mindy, is also very involved in the community and does a lot of work with you. And I know your daughters are very young, but how do you guys explain to them even now how important it is to give back and show them kind of what you're doing in those areas?
Yeah, really young now, but, you know, trying to teach them, you know, in some ways. I think just trying to parent them the right way now. And, you know, I'm sure as they get older, they'll learn more about, you know, everything that is going on right now. But, you know, they've been to some of the events and involved. And so I'm sure they're trying to figure it out themselves and like what's going on. But yeah, it's very important for us as a family to instill that in them at a young age. And, you know, I really think it's really about you know, empathy and compassion and, you know, thinking about others really, I think, is the most important thing a kid can start to kind of lay a foundation and learn. And so that's what we try to do with them, first with siblings and first, you know, second, as, you know, they're starting to be in their community and around friends. We just try to, you know, teach compassion and empathy and, you know, for the people they're around. And, you know, that's going to lead to, you know, later in life too.
So before I let you go, I have a couple just other points I want to hit on. One of them is story time with Eric Armstead, which I honestly think is one of the coolest things I've seen a player do. And I would love for you to just talk a little bit more about how that started and what it feels like when you come in to read to these kids and the looks on their faces and the excitement that they have.
Yeah, it started in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with everything that the world was experiencing with the pandemic, you know, I had an idea that, you know, if I was able to connect with kids and keep them engaged in school or reading, you know, try to have some impact there. And so it started off, I think me and my mom did our the first one where we read with each other on the 49ers Instagram, I believe. I think it was a live that we did. And then it, I was trying to figure out how to get in touch with classrooms and help teachers. And, you know, I was hearing, had a great conversation with our mayor, Daryl Steinberg in Sacramento around the time of how to get, you know, people resources and what was going on and what are people really struggling with during the pandemic. And one was kids were dropping out of school and being, you know, disengaged in school at an all-time high. And so I was like, how can I try to aid with that? And what I thought of was just entering their classroom and reading with them to try to keep them engaged and keep them, you know, break up the Zoom classroom situation, which was so tough on all them. And then it transformed and, you know, more teachers started reaching out, like, come read to my class. And then we started setting up more story times. And then they became in person once, you know, that was safe. And so, yeah, it's transformed. And I've read with students all over the world now. I read with a class in Qatar.
Wow.
Which was interesting. And yeah, it's been fun for me and hopefully it's been fun for the kids.
Do you have a favorite book that you read during story time?
The latest one that comes to memory is The Couch Potato.
It feels relatable. I could get into that book.
Yeah. It's a pretty good book. It's has a very, you know, powerful message, you know, trying to encourage kids to get out the house and, you know, explore new things. And so it's a good book.
All right. Well, listeners, check out The Couch Potato. One last thing before you go, as you look back on all your work in the community over the last several years, was there a moment or a story that someone shared with you that you said, wow, this is really cool that I get to do this? Not only, and you've talked about your career is not just what you do on the field, but what you do off the field. And is there a moment that really drove that home for you?
Everything has been great. You know, I'm definitely always inspired, you know, doing these type of events, and I leave always wanted to do more. And being inspired and don't feel like we are doing enough because there's so many kids out there who need help and support. But, you know, I've been inspired, you know, my school visits to Leah Tata Floyd in Sacramento have been very fun for me. And I was at the school like pretty much all day and, you know, got to see all the kids. And that day was good for me because there's one kid in particular who was having a tough day, and he just needed somebody to talk to, and he wasn't in the classroom, and he was obviously, you know, having a bad day, and me being able to, you know, just talk to him for 5-10 minutes and support him, and him get back in the classroom and able to learn was a good moment for me, because, you know, I think that I didn't always see myself being able to have that type of influence and impact as a young kid. And I was just that kid when I was, you know, their age, struggling in school, getting kicked out of class, you know, and it was really rough. So being able to support him in that moment was a good feeling for me.
Awesome. Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, if you guys like what you heard, and I know you did, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating and a super positive review. You can find me on Instagram at Tracy Sandler, on Twitter X at Tracy FGSN. We are brought to you by Fevo. And with that, I will talk to everybody next week as we get ready for the 49ers in the divisional round. Bye, all.